Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman. You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic bee.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
It's so great to be with you this morning. What a beautiful weekend we have. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I am a financial advisor and a licensed California attorney. We are in the studio right now here in downtown Oakland, California. So maybe you have a question, something just came up. You want to know what the Sandman thinks? Go ahead and give me a call. The number to call is 866-PROTECT. That's right. We have a live operator standing by right now to take your question. 866-PROTECT. Again, the number is 866-PROTECT. If you have a question, or you can always tweet me a question anytime, 24 hours a day at PYA Radio. Again, that's on Twitter at PYA Radio. Remember what your phone was like 25 years ago? 25 years ago, Bill Clinton was president.
Personal emails made public.
So much has changed just in the last few decades, hasn't it? The world seems to move so much faster. And retirement, how people have to approach retirement, is certainly different than it was in the early 1990s when I first started. On today's show, we're going to take a look back over the last 25 years and see how the retirement landscape has changed and how you can get your plan up to date. We're going to cover everything from how you should safely withdraw money from your retirement accounts to healthcare, Medicare, Social Security, and so much more. It's going to be a real eye-opener, so keep it tuned right here as I share with you how retirement has evolved over the last 25 years. When I come back, are you hoping that your 401k or pension is going to take you through retirement? Well, think again as I get into how modern retirement planning works. We'll be getting into that when I come back. It pays to keep it right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. We'll be right back.
Mr. Sandman.
No, we don't have magic sand to throw in your face when you're sleeping, but we're working on it. But we do have proven strategies, well-educated financial advisors, and fiduciaries on staff. And of course, the guy who's looking for the magic sand. But hey, if you're here to listen, then listen up. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is heard across the nation, not just because of the personal services we offer, but because the Sandman's listeners really are sleeping better at night. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device and pick a show. That's PYARadio.com. You can listen right there or download for later. PYARadio.com. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Today we have a question from Barry. Barry in Sunnyvale.
Yes, I'd like to know, can I enroll in an HSA account after I have Medicare?
That's a great question, Barry. Thank you for asking. So,
thank you.
Yes, HSA plans can be funded while you're working. And depending on whether you're single or have a family, you can contribute different dollar amounts. It's a great way to accumulate money tax-free that you can use later to pay for medical expenses. But the problem here is once you go on Medicare, you are not allowed to contribute to an HSA plan. So many people will go ahead and contribute while they're working, but then once they go on Medicare at age 65, then they drop off the HSA plan and don't make the contributions anymore because they're no longer tax deductible. However, if you are still working and you have the ability to contribute to an HSA and you're 65 and haven't activated your Medicare yet, then you can still make contributions to that HSA account and have that money continue to grow tax-free. And who doesn't love tax-free? So much has changed over the last 25 years, hasn't it? Think about it. What was your phone like 25 years ago? You probably didn't even have one. And now you can't imagine life without it. 25 years ago, who was the president? Bill Clinton.
I'm sorry, a little note of levity.
See, a lot has changed in the last 25 years, and retirement is no different. You wouldn't drive a 25-year-old car, would you? Well, you might. You want a car with modern safety features. Just like your car, it's time to update your retirement plan so you don't fall behind. And the only way to do that is to have a plan designed to thrive in today's world with modern safety features. So that leads me to the first topic to discuss, which would be how things are so much different today when it comes to retirement. Think about this. 25 years ago, almost no financial information was available online. Today, there's automatic enrollment, escalated savings rates and 401ks, and these things called glide paths or target date funds, which seem like they do it all by themselves. Yet I've seen very few automated engines intended to help retirees manage their money once they retire. And so this puts most people in the position of having to do it themselves. And that's just a problem, because how are you expected to do it by yourself if it's not something you've ever done in your entire life? Also consider this. You're now trying to enjoy your retirement. Why in the world would you want to start managing your own money when you're trying to enjoy the best time of your life? You've worked so hard your entire life, and now you're expected to do it all by yourself. And think about this too, because I've seen this happen a lot. Something happens to one of you, and your spouse is left to take care of himself or herself, and they've never ever dealt with any of these sort of issues because you handled it. How would that person deal with the situation that now you're no longer around and now they have to manage this money and worry about the rest of their life and how they're going to take care of themselves? This is just not a great position to be in. And since there is so much to navigate in retirement, trying to manage it all and stay on top of changing tax laws and the markets can drive someone crazy. So don't spend another minute worrying about this stuff and trying to stay on top of it all. You're supposed to be enjoying your retirement and creating memories, not worrying about it. Just imagine how great it would feel if you didn't have to worry about all this stuff anymore. So that leads me to a great website you should check out, pyaradio.com. Go check out pyaradio.com and find out about all the events we're doing locally where you can come down and speak with one of us and get your questions answered. pyaradio.com. Another thing that has certainly changed in the last 25 years is how volatile the markets can be, which of course can add stress during your retirement. And I think this is a function of all the technology and information that's available today. I can remember back 25 years ago when clients weren't so glued to the TV or to the computer. I've seen people that we've spoken to literally glued to their 401k, looking at it on a daily basis and trying to figure out how much money they're losing and whether to change their spending habits. With all the recent stock market volatility, particularly what we saw in December, some people lost almost up to 3% of their net worth in a particular day. Of course, this can happen at any time, and this can drive people crazy, particularly when they're trying to put a budget together and figure out how to spend down that asset over their lifetime. Now, coming up on Protect Your Assets, it's going to be time for our popular They Say segment, where we'll be tackling how globalization has changed the retirement landscape. And later in the show, we're going to explore how living longer can put a strain on your retirement income plan, and most importantly, what you should do about it. Remember, it always pays to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets podcast. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, The Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. The financial and investing world can be so complex, so confusing, so much so that people become paralyzed and do nothing at all. Well, we believe the only cure to this paralysis is education. We want to help you avoid nasty surprises in retirement by educating you about the six ways that retirement has changed. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice that they say.
They say.
Are you kidding me?
So here's one they say, that thanks to globalization, the markets and the economy is more efficient than it was 25 years ago. Well, clearly the world is dramatically different than it was 25 years ago. You see, with globalization, so many more markets now are being considered as part of a balanced portfolio. And with the click of a mouse, you can so much more easily rebalance your portfolio. Trades are also being done with multiple custodians. And a robo-advisor, which was something you couldn't even fathom in the past, now exists on many platforms. So it's true, globalization and information sharing has created more complexity and much more decisions that happen much faster. But think about this. If you have a 401k, you have to decide when you should take your money out and how much to take out. And think about this. The Roth IRA didn't even exist back in 1994. You may remember it came out as part of the Tax Relief Act of 1997, and then it was first implemented in 1998. And we talk about active and passive investing. I think the trend toward passive management is going to continue. There's been a huge change in access to information and investing. Back in 1994, you might have told your financial advisor, "Call me when you think Exxon's going to go through the roof." But information isn't hoarded anymore. You just can't justify the cost of paying a premium for anything unless it's full service. People understand the impact of fees a lot more, and people today are much more fee conscious, as they should be, and expect multiple different levels of value for what they're paying for. So that leads me to my next point. Living longer really does change everything. Retirement now is a very narrow word for what we are talking about these days. Living longer really does change everything. We are in charge of a lot more planning for our futures. For example, we don't know that the probability of getting dementia increases exponentially as we age. And this will create a big problem for many families who have to make important financial decisions, but when they have advanced stages of cognitive impairment, it becomes virtually impossible. So the next question is, well, who's going to make these decisions and who's in charge of making these decisions? And just this week, we had a situation where one of the family members was making decisions without consulting the other siblings. And this upset the other siblings because they equally care for their parent just as much as the one who's taken control of it. They don't want to put mom in a position where she's uncomfortable and has to make a decision when she may not really know what's going on. It's just uncomfortable. And most importantly, this breeds financial crimes. And this is something that we see a lot. Elder financial abuse. And so we really need more than ever to educate people about basic financial literacy. Seniors have always been vulnerable to frauds and scams, and well-meaning kids could easily get into a situation where they're using mom's money for a purpose that's not really in mom's best interest. And this could subject them to an elder financial abuse crime brought by a local district attorney. The risk gets much higher as we see older people that have well-funded retirements because they become ideal targets for those who have improper objectives. So in the same way we are taking care of our health by eating well, walking, or exercising, you need to see that your financial health is equally in good shape as your physical health. So it's really important to make sure that your IRAs and all your retirement accounts are really invested the right way so they can provide as much income as you're going to need in retirement. That leads me to the next part of retirement, which is how healthcare has changed so dramatically over the last 25 years. I would consider the Part D prescription drug plan to be the biggest change to Medicare in the last 25 years. The biggest competitor to this would be the rise of the Medicare Advantage plan. Both have changed the landscape for the Medicare program. By 2006, advances in drugs that were available were really starting to pick up and bringing drug coverage eligibility to the Medicare program. Drugs had become more and more important to people dealing with complex conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, or heart disease. So people getting access to these kinds of drugs has just exploded over the last few years. And you may remember when Part D was originally launched, there was this thing called the donut hole, which was a big gap in coverage. But on the other hand, drug prices were so much lower back then. Drug prices since 2006 have increased rapidly, so there's become a trade-off. Drug prices were lower in the past, but you had this massive gap. Now that the gap is filled, drug prices have gone up, and therefore the cost of medication and your health care has gone up as well. Also, add to the fact that the complexity of the Medicare Advantage plans has exponentially increased as well. Many plans are adding all kinds of new benefits, but they don't have to be uniform across all plans. We find that many of our clients that we talk to focus heavily on premiums, which is another way to really get yourself confused. Instead of the out-of-pocket costs coming from actual expenses, people tend to focus on the wrong object. And going forward, it's going to become more and more difficult as consumers try to pick which plan is right for them because, again, these plans should be customized to what your needs are, and everybody is so different when it comes to their personal health care. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, is it better to have a 401k or a pension? We're going to go over that when we come back. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Show.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets podcast. Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
It's time for the birthdays. Want to wish a happy birthday to Jamie Miller, Shelly Yaron, Lynette Harity, and Dave Withycom. Hope you guys have a great birthday. Over the last few decades, 401k plans have exploded with popularity, making the option of receiving a pension very rare. While this may make sense for employers, it may jeopardize the retirement security of their employees. Obviously, there's been a huge trend away from defined benefit plans like pensions that we're so familiar with into 401ks. I can remember when I started back in 1993, everyone was dealing with a bull market. Everyone loved their 401k plans. People thought 401k plans were going to be their road to riches. In the 90s, you can invest in just about anything and do well. Then at the beginning of 2000, Enron crashed. All these huge companies had 401k plans filled with company stock. So if the company failed, everybody's 401k failed. That was a big red flag. When the economy really tanked in 2008, people started to see that the balances don't just go up, they go down, and sometimes down by 50%. Then you take into consideration now a lot of pensions are underfunded. There was an article back in the Wall Street Journal a few weeks back about the health of the overall pension system. So a lot of employers now are shifting to what's called contract workers, which creates a lot of questions about how are these pensions going to be funded in the future. I think it's obvious that we need to rethink retirement solutions. And there are a lot of people right now who are saying, let's get a new system. So that begs the question, are you hoping that your IRAs and other retirement accounts like your 401k are invested the right way and are going to take care of you and provide enough income throughout your retirement? Do you have an annuity? Do you understand how much tax you're going to owe on that annuity as you start to take income out of it? If you're facing some tough decisions about retirement, like a buyout from an employer, or maybe you can't wait to retire and you need a step-by-step plan to make sure you're on the right track, then my advice is to get answers that you can actually understand. You're listening to today's show so you can understand how you can pay less taxes on your retirement income. If your advisor doesn't know your tax situation or isn't asking to review your tax return, your will, your trust, or power of attorney each year, then that should concern you. Because how could your plan be in your best interest if your personal CFO doesn't understand your situation? Things will happen, and you don't want to just react to them. Be prepared. Have a plan. Go on the offensive. I'd like to give a big thanks this morning to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers in the studio, Dion, Matt, Dora, Valerie, Felicia, Jordan, and Hayden, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Mr. Sandman, your magic beam, Mr.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
Hey, it's Larry Kruger here with my good friend and KMBR talk show host, David Hollander, the Sandman. I heard on last weekend's show that I can give my IRA to my son. Is that a good idea?
The issue becomes one of taxes. A large withdrawal can push you into a higher tax bracket, meaning you're going to pay more taxes on that income than you otherwise would want to. Also, your Social Security payments could be subject to more tax if you take more money out of your IRA. And the worst one is your Medicare. Medicare payments and premiums that you make are based on your earnings. So if you actually took out more than you really needed, your Medicare will actually end up costing you more money.
Don't wait till it's too late. Get to know the Sandman like I did and give the Liberty Group a call today at 1-866-PROTECT. And don't forget to listen to David Hollander every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Protect Your Assets right here on KMBR 680.
Investment advisory services offered through Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Liberty Group, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Lifetime Insurance Marketing, INC. Insurance license number 0D10261.
Stop everything you're doing right now and ask yourself, are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and still have some fun? David Hollander at Liberty Group LLC calls this mailbox money. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Liberty Group wants to help remove the stress from your retirement. They don't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing they want you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call the Liberty Group at 866-PROTECT for a complimentary retirement analysis with strategies that could help your nest egg provide the monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call the Liberty Group at 866-PROTECT. That's 1-866-776-8328. Call 866-PROTECT or go to libertygroupllc.com.